Hello and thanks for downloading this episode of Squabblebox. Squabblebox is a live interactive debate show that airs between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. every Monday and Thursday on Siren 107.3 FM. Throughout the show, we'll be asking your thoughts and opinions on different topics. When you're listening to the podcast repeat, you can still get in touch with us on Twitter at Squabblebox, the email squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. For legal reasons, the music that you hear live on the show has had to be edited on the podcast. Get in touch. We love hearing from you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
FM. Hello, are you a great guy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
See, I'm not best pleased today because I got into the studio this morning to find Kai in my chair and I'm not happy about it.
Shall we tell the story then?
Basically, it's not such a story as a legitimate argument I had with you 5 minutes before we went live where you sat in my chair and then giggled at me, pointing at this chair, making me come sit down, and I'm annoyed.
For people who... this is a brilliant start to our new slot here on Siren.
I want to just get this out in the open first, and then we can go into what we're actually talking about this week.
We are Squabblebox. We are the interactive debate show here on Siren FM. Myself, Kai Valentine, and Maisie Anderson. We were originally on Mondays, so you'll remember us. If you tune in on Mondays, we were 10 till 11.
We've moved all about the place.
I think we've done nearly every slot.
No.
We are now in our new time slot of 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. on Mondays and Thursdays. That'll be going right through your summer months, and we're really looking forward to you joining us each and every week. However, we've decided that our Monday show is going to be something that we tried on a Friday, didn't we, Maisie?
We used to do them all the time.
We did a couple of specials.
Yeah.
And this is hashtag ask us anything. Yes, we have thrown the rule book out. We've thrown all our notes out.
We threw the rule book out, but then we came up with a new rule book.
Yes.
That's just for Mondays.
We've taken all of our notes away, and we are leaving it up to you, the listeners. And Maisie, you're going to tell them how they can get in touch with us.
We are indeed. You can get in touch via the email at studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on the Twitter @SirenFM, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox.
Yeah, you can get in touch with us and let us know any question. It's hashtag ask us anything. We will read all of your questions, not all of them out on the air, but we will read them, and the best ones will be answered on the show today. So make sure that you get in touch.
But don't worry, because if you don't hear your question this week, they will be going into a backlog and we will be looking at them throughout the summer.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Keep them sending them in.
Keep listening each week. You might miss your question.
Definitely. Now, Maisie, we are going to go back to our traditional roots for a second, because
just for a bit,
we are going to do our first segment of the morning. Can you believe that?
We are indeed, Kai, because can you believe that the News Today,
yes,
newspaper, it has only had 50 issues and it is already out of print.
Yep, the New Day newspaper has seen its final day.
I said News Today, didn't I?
You did.
This is what happens when you stick me on this side of the desk without preparing me.
It's a new day, but not for the New Day newspaper.
Nope.
And they've
been waiting to say that pun since Friday.
I have. And I don't know. I didn't read the newspaper. Did you?
No, I don't tend to buy newspapers at the moment. I tend to do all of my news stuff digitally at the moment.
Because it started in around January or February this year, and it was brought forward. It's by the people who make The Mirror.
Yes.
And it was their way of bringing out a newspaper that is politically unbiased, which
supposedly.
Sounds, which sounds, in theory, like a brilliant idea.
Yeah, but this is a problem, and it's something that you discuss a lot, especially when you get to higher education, is the idea that everything is biased.
Yes.
It's impossible not to put any personal opinion on any given subject.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those really, really difficult things where how can you report the news, but you have to sort of... You have to sort of say well, the same thing about everyone.
Well, that's what most public service broadcasters are supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do it to some effect, although if you talk to certain people, it's not quite there. But we're definitely politically unbiased.
Yeah.
Because it's a subject we tend to stay away from.
For good reason. I don't know whether you saw the BAFTAs last night, Maisie.
I didn't see the BAFTAs last night. Well, I'm a typical student and I was too busy doing my deadline,
yeah.
Doing my essays with my deadlines, you know, way too soon.
I watched a bit of it last night. Well, I watched the whole thing, but I skipped through some of it. And there was some really, really good stuff on there about the BBC and... like you say, public service broadcasting, because the director of a show called Wolf Hall got a standing ovation after he defended the BBC as his acceptance speech for his BAFTA.
What did he get the BAFTA in?
For directing best drama, or I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah,
However, it was interesting because it sort of became a theme of the night where people were sort of talking about Channel 4 and BBC and public service broadcasting.
Yeah. Well, it's not really surprising considering that, and I've mentioned it so many times on Squabblebox, in all of our different time slots.
Yes.
It's the licence fee renewal.
Yes.
The fact that at the moment the licence fee is being looked at and it happens every so often. But the problem is that during that time where it's being reviewed, you do tend to get a lot of people speaking outwardly either for or against it. And yeah, the BAFTAs is pretty much the perfect place to talk about it because it's the people who are in the industry who know what's going on. And to be fair, these are the people who would claim that they owe the most to these certain broadcasters because they're the ones who gave them their first chance.
Definitely. One of the things that one of the other winners was Have I Got News For You?
Yes.
They won Best Factual Entertainment Programme.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and Ian Hislop got up and he turned around and said he would like to thank the BBC for allowing him to spend all these years of actually, they say they're not politically biased. They are able to make jokes about all political parties, organisations, including the BBC themselves.
Yeah.
And he says that's something that on state television. It wouldn't be allowed, but in public service broadcasting, it is.
What do you mean by state television?
That's what he said,
that
and I was hoping
used?
That
okay.
yes, I was
no,
hoping
it's,
that
it's not
you'd
like...
be able to enlighten me on that.
Well, actually, no, that's not a phrase I've ever come across.
All right,
unless
fair enough.
It might just be another term for commercial television,
possibly.
Unless by state television he means specifically the states in the US.
I'm not sure, to be honest, but that was interesting. The BAFTAs. A great, great show. Lots of deserving winners last night. And it just sort of put this message across. One of the other things, one of the other winners, Lenny Henry.
Yes.
Sir Lenny Henry. Sorry, Sir Lenny Henry. He won the fellowship. No, he didn't. He won the special award at the end.
Okay.
And he got up and he talked about diversity and how they're trying to write diversity into the charter.
Yes. I think there is already something. There is already something there, but it's not really clear enough.
Yeah.
It doesn't specify... it doesn't really specify what people... what people and broadcasters should be doing. It's just sort of saying, yeah, if you could try, then that'd be great.
Yeah.
I don't know the specific... I don't have the specific policy in front of me, but it would be really easy to find.
You see, that's what happens on this show for people who haven't tuned into Squabblebox before. We start talking about...
This is what... You're talking to me about television on a morning where I've written about 5,000 words
yes.
this week
I know.
About television, and I've still got another 2,500 to go. I'm, I'm televisioned out.
We will put the precursor out there this morning that if me and Maisie sound tired and a little bit unenthusiastic, it's because we've got deadlines this
Everyone's
week.
Everyone's got deadlines. Exams.
But we hope that the next hour and 50-ish minutes will keep you entertained as you're writing your essays, as you're relaxing in your garden if you've finished your essays, or everyone else who isn't doing essays, you lucky, lucky people.
I think I feel worse for the poor kids who are still in school. Term time isn't up for everyone, just us.
Yeah, I think it's time to go into a song now, so we'll be right back and stay tuned.
Got a favourite show? You can listen to Siren FM wherever you are on sirenonline.co.uk.
Good morning. You're listening to Squabblebox on Siren FM or on the Radio Player app.
Yes, we are here. We are Squabblebox. We are in our new time slot of 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Mondays. And this is our spin-off show, Squabblebox. Hashtag Ask Us Anything.
Is it a spin-off show?
Yes, yeah, spin-off show now. Yeah, we'll call it a spin. I've said it on there. So
that's what it is now.
That's what it is now.
Yes, before the song, we were talking about our new segment,
yes,
which we are going to do every Monday morning, 11 till 1, which is Ask Us Anything, or hashtag Ask Us Anything.
And what we've been asking you to do is to, well, it's really that simple, ask us anything on our Facebook page, Squabblebox, on our on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on Twitter at Squabblebox, or when we're in the studio at Siren FM.
Well, as well as that, if you are listening on the Radio Player app, remember that you can contact us through the app and it will send you straight to our email.
Really?
Yes,
oh, wow, I did not know that. We are learning. Maisie, you see, when you're on that side of the desk, you teach me things.
Only if I have pieces of paper in front of me that tell me what I need to say.
Now, that song, My Generation by The Who, I love that song.
It's a song we play it so often on this show.
We do.
We used
to start our show with it every week.
Because obviously the audience can also message us in and request songs.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Can't promise we'll play them.
Yep, if they're on the system, we will play them. I'm in charge of the music this week, so I've put in some that I like.
See, normally when I'm in charge of music, I do at least ask you what you would like.
Yeah, I will. Maisie will be throwing a few in there through the next hour and 40 minutes or so. I'm sure of it. So, Maisie, I think it's time that we get into the questions. What questions have we had sent in so far?
We have so many already because we have such a wonderful audience, and I'm wondering where to start. I would say let's start with Christopher from Lincoln.
Ooh.
Who's asked so many questions.
Yeah, send as many as you like, guys.
Oh, yeah. We might even read out more than one.
Yeah.
Most of these are chocolate related, so let's start from the very beginning. Twix or Mars?
Twix or Mars.
Other chocolate bars are available.
Oh, this one's a tough one. Twix or Mars? I'm going to have to go with Twix.
See, hands down, Mars bar.
Really?
It's classic.
Why? But why?
Because, I don't know. I suppose it's just simple. It's just there. It's not trying to be two things. It's just the one thing.
But Twix is the same thing. It's one thing.
Yeah, but
it?
it's unnecessary. Yeah, but the problem. Going,
okay. It's trying to be a biscuit when it's actually a chocolate bar. It's trying to be a chocolate bar when it's
biscuit. My only problem with Twixes is because there's two in a packet.
Yes.
They stick together when it gets too hot, and then you end up with one big clumpy thing. Whereas a Mars bars are pretty sturdy.
What's the right? You know the adverts. They're quite misleading because the adverts for Twix are the ones where it's like, There's one Twix factory.
Oh, yeah,
and
right
Twix
side
factory.
Versus left side, yeah.
And
They sort of
say that one side is different to the other.
No, that's the whole...
I know, it's a joke.
It's the irony
but it was
of
like,
the advertising, yeah.
For a long time, I was like, what, is one side going to be different, or is, have they made a new
Twix
bar?
I don't think
bar
that's them being misleading. I think that's just you not understanding the advert.
Oh, there's been some other chocolate related ones here. So let's go on to the next one: Snicker or Kirkstall.
Okay.
Now, Kirkstall. I don't know what a Kirkstall is.
No, we don't. We had this discussion earlier when we first got these messages through. Do we need to Google this?
I'm going
to
Google Kirkstall. So just keep everyone interested.
I might have to go for Kirkstall over Snicker, depending on what a Kirkstall is.
Now, I've just Googled Kirkstall, and it says Kirkstall is a northern western suburb of Leeds, West Yorkshire, England.
Yep, Kirkstall over Snicker.
No, not Leeds.
Oh, hang on. Calm yourself.
Sorry.
I know you're a proud Huddersfield man, but there's no need for that kind of language.
Right. Kirkstall chocolate. Chocolate Kirkstall. Right, what are they? Oh, it's not coming up with... Yeah, it's not coming up with any
it
sort
might
of
have been
specific
a typo.
Christopher from Lincoln, get in touch. Let us know.
We need to know.
We don't know what a Kirkstall is. If anyone else knows, you can get in touch with us at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. Let us know what a Kirkstall is, because I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I think we need to move on from the food and go into something slightly more personal.
Ooh.
Like from Fran in Lincoln, who has asked, what is your favourite childhood show and why?
Favourite childhood show? Oh, well, that's quite easy for me. But first of all, what's yours, Maisie?
Oh, it depends. If we're talking really little, then I was tweenies all the way.
Tweenies?
I was so into tweenies as a little kid. I would watch it every time I came home from play school. I would sing along to all of the theme songs.
Aww.
I had slippers with the magic clock on it, and when you stump your feet really hard, the clock would go,
hey, are you ready to play?
And then copyright. But as well as that, I had a pink dress with little flowers on it and matching little soft sort of dolly shoe booty things.
Yeah.
And I was about 4 years old, and I loved that dress. I loved those shoes so much. mostly because the dress was similar to the one that the character Fizz had, and I loved Fizz
because
I had brown hair and she had brown hair, and therefore she got me.
I was always relatable to Milo, but actually I think I was a bit more like Jake.
Yeah, well, you are the baby of the class.
Yeah.
Because you're one of the youngest in the academic year.
And out of our friendship group as well.
And you also like to pretend that you're a superhero and walk around in capes. I don't know. But no, the only problem with that dress was that my next door neighbour borrowed it for a party she was going to, and then her mum stole the shoes and claimed that she lost them.
Now,
lost them with air quotes.
Tweenies was one of my favourites as a kid. I really, really enjoyed it. My family will back me up there. I had all the toys.
Are you ready to get jealous?
Go on then.
I had all four of the official dolls.
Yeah.
And the dog. And I didn't have the other dog. There were two dogs.
Yeah, there was like the red dog, which was Milo.
Milo's the little boy.
Yeah, that's the little boy.
It's like Ruff or something.
Oh, someone please let us know. My grandma's going to be sending in a message going and telling us who it is.
Yeah, I had those. I had the slippers. And this is where you're going to get really jealous.
Okay.
I had a birthday party at McDonald's with a tweenies theme. My fifth birthday, I remember it well because it's like one of the only parties I had as a small child. I think it was McDonald's.
I remember when people used to go to McDonald's for birthday parties.
I think you still can. Should we do that for my 21st?
Yes, we're going to go to McDonald's. Now, here, I'm going to embarrass myself now. I used to think that the tweenies were real.
Aww.
Up until a quite embarrassing age. No, not too embarrassing. I can't remember the age, but for a while, there was when I was a kid, I used to...
So you didn't realise they were people in costumes?
I asked someone, now I don't know whether it was my mum or my dad or someone, but I asked them, why I'd never seen anyone else who looks like Milo.
Oh, okay.
they must have laughed at the time, but it's a memory that's stuck in my mind.
Okay, I have mentioned this to a few people beforehand, not beforehand on purpose, but talking about tweenies before, and it's something that I don't think many people have noticed, mainly because we were kids at the time, but whenever they went on sort of special day trips and they would go to, like, castles or they'd go to, like, lakes and stuff.
Yes.
Every time who was the guy who ran it? Was it, like, Rex or something?
What, the guy who ran it?
Yeah, their daycare centre.
That's, Max.
Max,
because
was
I was, I when this is another story, because I love the tweenies so much, when my sister was born, I got to choose the name of her if she was going to be a boy.
Did you pick Max?
And I picked Max.
Because of Max.
Because of Max out of the tweenies. Like, my mum, I'm pretty sure my mum and dad were certain that they were having a girl at that point.
Max isn't a bad name, though. Max no. is pretty... Like,
if I had to turn around and gone, Milo.
It's not as bad. My dad, if I was a boy, my dad was wanting to call me Elric Merlin.
Really?
I don't think he would have been allowed.
I would have been Amy Valentine.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. But can you imagine, Milo Valentine, if I'd have given that to my sister. You know what? I might call my kid Milo.
Yeah, you should. You should call your kid Milo. But yeah, the whole point I was trying to make, Max, who was the adult in this situation, he was the adult.
Yes.
He was in charge of the children. And he would go on these day trips out to, like, to all sorts of places. And he would be in full costume.
Yes.
And then for some reason, if the kids were coming along with him, they would be hand puppets.
What? I don't remember this.
I do, really vividly. Where they would, for some reason, the people who were in the costumes for the kids were never in costume when they were doing day trips.
I think we're ruining... tweenies for
I
some know, kids.
I noticed it when I was like four. But yeah, for some reason they would always be hand puppets.
Oh, that's...
It's not like it's a subtle thing. It's really obvious.
I don't remember that. Fair enough. But my favourite childhood TV show has got to be Dick and Dom in the Bungalow.
Oh, no, now I feel bad because I didn't pick Dick and Dom.
Yeah, Dick and Dom was my favourite as a kid. I absolutely loved it. I applied to be on.
I wasn't allowed to apply.
It got cancelled before, like, we sent off the forms, but it got cancelled.
By the time it was cancelled, we were, like, a bit old to be on Dick and Dom.
Maybe my parents never sent it off, you know.
But no, I think the main problem I had with Dick and Dom and was the fact that even if I wanted to be on it, there would be me, my sister, and then I'd need to find, like, four other people to come on with me.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't work out.
I need four friends. Oh, now, Maisie, I think
we really need to move on because we're getting so many messages in.
Yeah, but I think we'll go into another song. We'll come back and take some more of your messages. Remember that you can get in touch with us in the many different ways on Twitter @SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox.
And our fact of the day, if you are on the Radio Player app, you can use that to go straight through to our email.
Maisie loves that she's found this out. Stay tuned. This is Cake by the Ocean. We are Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock. This is our new time slot here on Siren FM. If you haven't heard us before, myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, are here with you. We're going to be here every Monday and Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'm still in the old session where we were... where we were on Fridays. We are your interactive debate show. Our Thursdays are going to be more of a traditional squabble box, but here we are on Mondays with our spin-off show. This is #AskUsAnything. We've been taking all of your questions. We've got some fantastic ones through on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Squabblebox. Our email, studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on Twitter at SirenFM. Keep getting in touch, guys, sending us your questions. You can literally ask us anything.
We can't promise we'll answer it, but you can ask it.
But you can ask us. Now, so Maisie, let's have a look at some of the other questions that we've had in. What else have we had sent in so far?
We have had one in, or we've had two in, from Lynn from Huddersfield, who asks both of us, what is your ultimate ambition?
Oh, ultimate ambition. What's yours, Maisie?
I want to take Squabblebox and I want to make it global.
Yeah.
I want to make it interstellar.
No, I've got to admit, I always wanted, my ambition since I was about 2 years old when I started drama classes, and I always wanted to be an actor. That is like all I've ever wanted to do. And then when I came to uni and I started doing the radio, I realised that I get the same sort of drive out of doing radio that I do when I'm on stage.
And you don't have to be anyone else.
No, I can be myself. Well, an exaggerated version of myself. No, I am myself on here. I really am. This is what Maisie has to put up with all the time.
I know. This is why I just randomly shout at you in like random intervals of the day. You'll just do something and I'll go, just go away. You wouldn't have even done anything that annoying. Your presence sometimes just annoys me.
Yeah, like when I came into the house the other day and I asked you, we're having a really nice conversation, which is rare.
Yeah, we're actually reasonably chill.
And then you turn around to me, I turn around to you and I go, oh, Maisie, how are your essays going?
He's like, don't ask. How dare you? You're the worst person ever. I hate you.
I'm probably
the worst out of the two of us. I think I'm the worst to live with because I just have random outbursts of leave me alone.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I live with it. Yeah. So we've had a few more messages in. Four in a bed or come down with me.
Wait, I didn't. Oh, no, never mind. Sorry, I forgot that I didn't. I actually already answered the last question.
Yes.
I'm very tired. Sorry. Four in a bed or come down with me. I don't watch daytime TV that often because normally during the daytime I'm at college or at the moment I'm writing constantly.
Yeah.
Furiously.
Well, students doing work.
No, it's all about that daytime television.
Yeah.
I would say probably four in a bed, but only because I find it really entertaining to watch, only because people are so picky about things that that if you are genuinely going on holiday that you wouldn't care about.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. Four in a bed, I did the exact... I stayed in a bed and breakfast in Nottingham a few weeks ago, and it didn't have the best reviews. I'm not going to name it, but it was actually all right. But I did go in there, and I gave it the full four in a bed treatment. I was checking the mattresses.
That was that one time we were watching it, and this person took... For some reason, he decided to completely dismantle the bed.
Yeah.
And look underneath the entire thing.
He found one hair under the bed after he dismantled the whole thing. And you go, it's probably your own, mate, from when you spent all that time dismantling.
Rubbing your head up against it.
But on the other side of that, though, come down with me, I love. I think that Dave Lamb makes it hilarious.
Yeah, I think without Dave Lamb, it wouldn't really work. But at the same time, the problem I have with Come Down With Me at the moment is that it's on so much and there's... And it's just constant.
Yeah.
And it's just, you can only watch so much of it at a time without it just being the same thing over and over again.
It was also one of the first ones of its kind, whereas...
I remember when it initially came on.
Yeah.
I remember watching the first ever, like, version of it, and I was on holiday.
Oh, right.
Because it was during the summer. I was on holiday because it was my grandparents', I think it was their 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
No, much later than that. It must have been, like, their 30th or 35th. I don't know. I can't remember. Either way, I was about 8.
Yeah.
And,
it's not been going that long, has it? 12 years?
Yeah.
Nearly 13 years. I think you were probably about 10.
I'm pretty sure I was eight. Anyway, I can't even remember what anniversary it was for my grandparents, so what do I know? But yeah, I remember watching it because we were on a canal boat. And I was watching it with terrible reception because obviously we kept going under bridges and stuff.
Yes.
So it would cut out every 5 minutes.
I do like Come Down With Me, but there's so many other shows that have sort of taken that idea of, you know, eating around a table, like one of the ones that won at the BAFTAs last night. We're going back to the BAFTAs, guys. First Date.
First Dates is different, though.
Yeah.
It's not about the food.
No, it's not. It's not. But I mean, that sort of
setting. Are you saying that anything that revolves people sat around a table
I
eating...
I can't talk about television with Maisie, ladies and gentlemen, because
you just said that... No, it doesn't work like that, Kai, just because there are people... That, by that extension, all sitcoms have evolved from Come Dine With Me.
Okay, right.
There have been cooking competitions longer than there's been Come
Tell you what,
with
we
me.
Were in the library yesterday, me and a few course mates, and we were sat in the section where all the DVDs are in the library.
Yeah.
And we found on the shelf, because we were procrastinating, we found a 3-disc DVD, and there was a few of them, of of Wife Swap.
Okay.
And we were like, and like my coursemates were like, why does anyone need Wife Swap DVDs? And I turned around and went, yeah, film and TV students need them. Yeah. For people who are listening at home and cannot see us in the studio, Maisie has just raised her hand to say
that. I need stuff like that. No, to be fair though, I don't think I'd go to the library to get DVDs of it. I didn't even know the library had DVDs. Yeah. Because normally there's a system at school that you can use where there's like they have this special subscription to this thing that will record shows
for you.
Oh, yes,
Box of Broadcasts.
Yes.
Which is very, very useful,
Very
I found.
Useful. You can only use it if you're a university student and if your university is registered.
Yeah, and it's brilliant for other non-university stuff as well. But but of course we use it properly and professionally.
Yeah. Of course we do.
Now, Maisie, another question.
Another question.
Yeah, we've got plenty of them that have been sent in.
We have indeed. Oh, how about the second part of Lynn's question?
Oh no.
Yes.
No, I don't think we've got... Oh,
yes.
Go on then.
I won't tell the story all over again because I've done
we
it before.
We have told it on the
we
show
have
before,
told
haven't
it,
we?
At least
yes.
twice, yeah. The second part of Lynn's question was, and when did you last knock on a neighbour's door dressed in just your boxers, Kai?
Yeah, for people who don't know that, you'll have to listen back to all the episodes.
Which are all online on either Mixcloud, which you can find via the Siren website.
Or on the Trending Topics or DSJMP network on iTunes. So brilliant. Thanks, Lynn, for sending that in so that I can plug that. And we've got plenty more questions coming up. However, stay tuned. We're going to go into another song. And after this, there'll be a little bit of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Siren FM.
That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Under the Bridge. We are Squabblebox. You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. And today we are doing our hashtag Ask Us Anything spin-off show special, whatever we're going to call it, Maisie. Woo!
Cheers,
you can get in touch with us in the many different ways and let us know the questions that you have. You can literally ask us anything and we will answer some of them as the show goes on. You can get in touch with us in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio at sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabble Box, or if you're passing the MHT building on the university campus, come and knock on the window. We will take some of your questions.
No, do not knock on the window.
Come and give us a wave. We're in the studio till 1 o'clock. Come and say hello. We'll be happy to take your questions.
I think we'll be a bit busy, you know, doing a live show time. Answering the door to strangers.
That's true.
If you want to write it on a piece of paper and just slide it through the door, that's fine.
So, Maisie, we have some more questions in. We've got a couple of minutes left before we're going to go into the news. So we'll do a couple of quick ones now. So what have we got being asked to us?
We have got, along the same lines as earlier, Pepsi or Cola?
Pepsi or Cola.
Other fizzy drinks are available.
As long as it's zero for me at the minute, because I'm No, to be honest, I prefer zero or Pepsi Max, as they have. I've always preferred.
Are you going to start going on about your diet again?
No, I'm not going to start going on about.
You are going to start going about.
I've never gotten on about my diet.
Oh, have you not, Kai? You're the worst.
I'm the worst kind of diet.
Yes, you are. Because you're the person who has to make a big deal out of it.
I'm not making a big deal out of it.
You do.
I don't.
I could only have zero sugar because of my diet.
No, I'm just saying I prefer drinks that aren't as sugary. I just do.
They're still sugary. They still taste of sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a different kind of sugar that's actually worse for you.
But what about yourself? Pepsi or Cola?
At the moment, I'm really into Lucozade Pink Lemonade.
You are.
As I say, I've got one in my bag right now.
Other lemonade, pink lemonade is available.
Other brands of pink lemonade is available. The pink lemonade in general, I really like.
Yeah.
I don't know why, just the fact that it has food colouring in it makes it all the more special.
And it keeps me awake during exam period.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
It's got to the point where, I've been pretty much caffeine addicted since I was 16. So now it's not so much that I need caffeine to keep me awake. I need caffeine to wake me up to start with.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly, I'm in a constant state of caffeine high, which to most people is just normal.
Now, Maisie, we've got to make a correction for something that we said earlier.
What did we do?
You know when you were talking about how you were on a holiday and you saw down with me for the first time? We've just had a message in from Beth in Huddersfield, Maisie's mother, via the
Radio Play app. I told you.
Via the Radio Play app. She's given us a few questions. However, she says, just for info, the canal boat trip was in 2007, so you were actually nearly 12. And it was their 40th anniversary.
Yay.
So, Maisie, you thought you were 8, you were 4 years out.
Yeah, all stories of mine start with, so I was about 8 years old. For some reason, I think everything happened to me around about that time in my life.
You were a fifth of your life out.
It was quite far out.
Now,
but to be fair, I just want to be established, I am sulking now.
Yes, and Maisie's going to sulk as we go into the next song. Stay tuned, we're going to go into the news, but we'll be back just after 12 o'clock. We'll see you in just a short while. Only a quitter would let it go.
Yeah.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You're in the second hour now of Squabble Box. Yes, myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, are here with you until 1 o'clock. This is our new slot here on Siren FM. We are going to be here every Monday and every Thursday, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Now, Maisie, we've been doing the hashtag Ask Us Anything today. You can literally ask us any question you like. We can't say we're going to answer it, but we're going to try and answer as many of them as possible, and we'll be using them throughout the summer months because we've got so many that have already been sent through already, Maisie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what questions have we got coming up next?
Do you want me to list all the questions, or do you just want me to give you the next question?
Give me the next question. We've had a few in.
We have
had a few in, and one of the ones that we had in that I remember was, there's one here from Beth in Huddersfield, who says that her question is, very simple, tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Yeah, I knew that
Maisie runs on coffee. We were talking just before the news about how much I am addicted to caffeine.
Yes. Coffee. Now, I get a really bad reaction.
And it bothers me.
People wonder how I live without tea or coffee and how I can say that I'm from Yorkshire without liking a good cup of tea.
I think the only reason why I get annoyed that you don't have any hot drinks is that before we lived together, whenever you would come over to my place, I would offer you tea or coffee or a drink, and you'd say, nah.
Yeah, it's
very... Which made me feel like the bad host.
It does make it a bit awkward for people when... Not only for me when I go to people's houses and I have to turn around to them and go, no, sorry, I'm okay, but also when people come around to my house and I have no tea or coffee because I don't drink
it. When people come to our house...
Yeah.
And... Like we have sometimes we have maintenance people coming over. We have at one point we have all sorts of visitors.
They always get a tea or coffee.
They always get tea or coffee. They get my tea or coffee, Kai.
Yes, they get your tea or coffee. I do now have a few tea bags in the cupboard just in case.
It's burst.
Well, it can still
work.
It's
all over your cupboard.
Now, this next question, Maisie, is from Christopher in Lincoln, and he says, who is your favourite all-time Pokemon and why? Now, I was never a Pokemon kid.
I was going to read out this question. I read it differently as, what is your favourite all-time Pokemon? Meaning, what's your favourite Pokemon game?
All right, well, first of all,
Pokemon.
Please, teach me, Maisie. I know nothing about Pokemon. I know Pikachu.
Everyone knows Pikachu.
And I know... I nearly said Bowser, but I think that's from Mario.
that's the Mario boss, yeah.
Yeah.
He does look a bit like a Pokemon. To be fair, it's gotten to the point where anything can be a Pokemon. There is a Pokemon that is an ice cream. There is a Pokemon that is a giant nose. And there is a Pokemon which is literally a set of keys. Anything at this point. Like, there used to be, like the whole point of, like, Pikachu's supposed to be, like, a mouse, and then, like, Bulbasaur's supposed to be a turtle, and Charizard's clearly a dragon. However...
Charizard, I do know that. He's the one with the fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He's the one with the fire, Kai.
I remember my friend... Because I never liked it, but my friends really, really liked Pokemon. And they had, like, I never had a Nintendo DS.
Do you want to borrow mine and you can play X and Y?
And, like, they had... And every so often, they'd get, like, something in the post and be like, oh, I've just got Pokemon Blue or Pokemon Orange or Pokemon Gold. And I was like... What's
two of those were actually Pokemons.
Right, well, I just knew them by colour.
It depends. The way it works is that each set has, each generation has two.
Yes.
Two games. And basically, some people will just get one or the other. A lot of people will get both because you can get different Pokemon depending on which one you play.
Ah, right.
So they want to collect them all.
Fair enough.
That's the whole idea of Pokemon.
Collect them all.
And, you know, fight animals. Which isn't necessarily a good thing.
It's another theme tune-ish.
Yeah, Pokemon is a very weird universe because everything revolves around Pokemon.
I was always more of a Yu-Gi-Oh kid. I really liked Yu-Gi-Oh.
But you don't like anime.
But I just liked it as a kid. And then they brought out Yu-Gi-Oh! GX or something.
Oh, yeah, they always come out with
wasn't, like... No, I didn't like that. But I used to collect all the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, and there was one... We used to trade them, and, like, it's basic trading stuff as a
you
kid.
You and my sister need to get together.
The shiny
and
cards
play some
were the
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Best. I haven't played it in years.
Did you play, though? You didn't just collect the cards, you actually played.
Yeah, but it's been a long, long time. I knew that there was one that someone... There was one that had, like, zero for everything, but it did a special power, and I was told that someone convinced me, this guy up the road convinced me that was like a really, really powerful thing and a really, really rare card. So he made me trade my shiny, one of my shiny ones, and I was like, and then like...
Parents... By a grown man?
No,
this
was a kid.
Or by one of your friends?
Yeah,
I was going to say.
But he wasn't a friend after that.
No, he wouldn't be.
But parents got involved, and then he gave it me back, ripped up and written on. And yeah, I was...
This is why this is why I don't really get invested in cards, because people take them so seriously.
They do. Like, have you ever collected anything, Maisie?
A couple of things. I collected rhinos.
Oh, yes. We've talked about this.
I don't think there are that many things that like are actually collectibles that I collected. My sister did have Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
She still does. And she had... what else was it? She had the Harry Potter version of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay.
They were Harry Potter cards, and they weren't particularly popular. and she would force me to play with her. And she would have the Hermione deck, and I had to play the Draco deck.
Yeah.
So I was about four, so I had no idea what I was doing.
I mean, I've collected, you know what I collect. We've talked about it on our Friday show for Squabblebox, where I collect wrestling figures. Mm-hmm. I always have done since I was younger, and then I've sort of taken them into my adult life.
You know what? Like, fair enough, you have a hobby, it's your hobby, it's fine. What's really irritating is that you collect them, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
You keep saying that you're going to stop and then you don't.
No.
I can get over that. It's the fact that you buy them, like, already packaged, in the box, still in the box, and then you take them out of the box to put them on the shelf.
But nowadays, a lot of them, I do buy them loose, but I only buy them in boxes when I've got them because the boxes are damaged or because they were so mass-produced that it wasn't worth keeping them in the box.
But the box.
But they look nicer out, and then I can play with them. That's a lie. I haven't played with my wrestling figures in a long time. When I was younger,
your bedroom is the creepiest thing.
I'm surprised.
Walking into your bedroom, and you just have quite a tall shelving unit.
Do I need to put
of
a
just wrestling things?
I'll need to put
do.
A photo up on the
it's
on the Squabblebox Facebook page. You can find that by going to www.facebook.com/squabblebox on siren. But we're gonna carry on with the show. We're gonna be with you until 1 o'clock, where we'll be handing you over to Charlie and Seb at lunch. That'll be a fantastic show as always. So stay tuned to Siren FM.
Lovely people of Lincoln and across the UK. This is Squabblebox on Siren FM. Sorry, that music stopped very suddenly.
Yeah, I know.
And
I'm not sure
panicked for just a second.
Doesn't matter, Maisie. Just carry on. We'll pretend it didn't happen. Yeah, we are Squabblebox on Siren 107.3 FM. Thank you for tuning in to our first show back on Mondays here on Siren FM. Remember,
I was doing the introduction.
You go and carry on with the intro, Maisie.
No,
you go ahead. You do the intro. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock, where we'll be handing you over to Charlie and Seb doing their lunchtime show, and we are really, really excited to be back on Mondays and doing the Thursday slot as well. I'm really, really looking forward to this summer, Maisie.
Well, as you probably have gathered by now if you've been listening, but if not, we are doing hashtag Ask Us Anything, and before that last song by Green Day,
yes,
and Hot called Holiday, we were asked by Chris in Lincoln, who is your favourite all-time Pokemon and why? So we asked... We got talking about it, but we never actually said. Because you were saying that you don't know Pokemon that well.
I will have to go with Charizard. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, well done.
The fire one. And
the fire guy.
So go on then, what's your favourite Pokemon?
My favourite is Ditto.
Ditto?
Ditto can be any Pokemon.
Oh.
Ditto is a copycat. But he always has the same face, so like he has a really basic, just two eyes and a smiley mouth.
So he basically gets their powers.
Kind of, yeah.
Ish.
But he can be Pokemon. He can also be objects, like he can be a cannon, or a catapult, or a telephone. You know, anything. But the thing I love most about Ditto is you can get plushies of pretty much all the Pokemon.
All right. Yeah.
Have you ever seen these big Pokemon superstores? They're getting one in London.
All right.
And they're bigger overseas than they are here, but they're getting a big one in London.
Yeah.
And basically, in some of these stores, of the plushie, you can get like all these plushie Pokemon of most of them. The interesting thing is, you can get ones with Ditto faces.
Right.
But they're very, very rare.
Yeah.
And they get put in with the rest of them, hiding amongst all of the regular ones. So if you can find a Ditto one with a Ditto face instead of the regular face, it's so cool.
Is Pokemon still a thing? Like, do they still make it?
Yeah. They still make all of the games. They still make the anime, but the anime, in the same way that you were talking about how Yu-Gi-Oh's changed, they have, like, different generations now. It's the same base characters, but it has different names depending on, like, what sort of going on in the series, like different tournaments and stuff.
Fair enough. Now, one of the things that really interested me this week was because we've been talking about Pokemon, but Crash Bandicoot.
Yes.
Now, I don't know whether you saw this story, Maisie.
Probably not.
They've been sort of saying for a while that they'd like to bring it back, but they're not sure whether the franchise will be brought back and things like that. I loved Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, I know.
Well, the actor who did the voice for Dr. Neo Cortex... Mm. Put on Twitter this week that he said something along the lines of he's been asked to recreate and relaunch three of his most favourite characters, and he said he gave clues for each of them, and one of them he said and a doctor. And this is, and people...
That's so speculative,
and people
though.
And people have turned around and gone, well, that's the only doctor that he's ever done the voiceover for, so it could possibly be a thing.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I mean, I'm not really much of a Crash Bandicoot kind of person.
Yeah. Because you like stories.
I like a story. I'm way more of a point-and-click adventure, or really, I do love the Zeldas.
I just used to
the
like
recent Zeldas.
You do a challenge, or you do enough challenges, then you face a boss, and then you go on to more challenges, then you face a boss.
Zelda is kind of like that in the way that the temples work,
right?
But it's not so much a challenge of you're up against other people and you have to do a thing.
Yes,
it's far more based on this entire dungeon. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out how to get to the boss, and once you got to the boss, you get the thing.
Fair enough.
And halfway through, you get mini bosses. You got to, like, the first base game, Zelda 1, as it's known as, it's actually just The Legend of Zelda. But I think that you would enjoy that because it is an awful lot of figuring it out.
Yeah.
Because you just start the game. There's no backstory. There's no nothing. It's just you in a field, and you have to figure out how to get everywhere.
Fair enough. Now, for people who are just tuning in, we are Squabblebox. We're your interactive debate show. Myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, are here with you 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mondays and Thursdays now on Siren FM. On Mondays, we're going to be doing our hashtag Ask Us Anything. We did a few specials of this a few months ago, back at the beginning of the year. They were very, very popular and very, very successful. We got some great responses from you guys, as we have been getting this morning. Keep sending in your hashtag Ask Us Anythings in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabble Box. We love hearing from you. This is how this show works. You're basically writing our Monday shows for us and planning it for us. Now, Maisie, it has been very, very warm the last few days. I think
that's been incredibly hot the past couple of days.
Now, we haven't really seen it because, you know, we've been inside doing essays and in the library.
With my curtains closed as well, so I don't get distracted.
Yes, but we've had a message in from Becky in Lincoln who says, do you tan or do you burn?
I do both. I burn, and then as it heals, it turns into a tan.
Yeah.
A very, very mild tan. I do not have I don't have nice skin. I don't know how to put it other ways. It's like my skin doesn't react well to the heat or to sunlight.
Yeah, mine has always sort of. I'll only really burn when I normally burn when I'm on holiday. Mm. Like I'll peel a little bit, and I'll be so working on my tan, and then like the final day it'll start to peel, and I'll be there like no.
I get very jealous because basically me, my sister and my mum, we're all incredibly pale. We don't tan. We burn.
Yeah.
It's not fun when it's hot outside. But my dad is very different from all of us. When my dad's outside, my dad can be outside in normal weather and he will still tan, especially because he has his allotment, which is his home away from home. And obviously he's out there doing work outside all the time, doing digging, planting stuff. And all sorts. But basically, when he comes home, he has the most significant, like, I think it's referred to as a farmer's tan, when you can see shirt lines.
Yes.
To the point where it's actually, the difference between them is quite shocking. Like, my dad, to me, he looks normal. The moment he pulls his neck shirt down to, like, scratch or something, it's like milk bottle white compared to like a rich mahogany.
My granddad gets like that from being in his garden. Like he'll just tan, and I'll be like, "Have you been on holiday and not told us?" And he'll be like, "No, I've just been in the garden doing stuff." But
it's just weeding. I don't know what you're on about.
We've got some more questions coming up. Some of them are about the nice weather that we're having now. Touch wood, it's all going to continue throughout the week and into the weekend. But yeah, I'm gonna jinx it now, aren't I? So I think it's time to go into another song. Stay tuned. This is Stevie Wonder with Signed, Sealed, Delivered. I'm Yours. You are listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabble Box, your interactive debate show. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock. We'll be handing you over to Charlie and Seb for their lunchtime show. Now, they've got a special guest
they
coming
have
up.
Indeed. They are interviewing Chris Kirkwood, who is the chief executive of the Drill Hall.
Yes, the Lincoln Drill Hall. Fantastic theatre venue here in Lincoln. I've met Chris a few times now, and I'm sure that he has got a lot to say, and it's going to be a brilliant interview, so make sure you stay tuned for that just after 1 o'clock today. So Maisie, we have been asking people a very, very simple question this week, and that is to hashtag ask us anything. We've had many, many sent in. We're really, really thankful for all the responses that we have been getting from people all around the UK.
A lot of them with a summery theme as well.
Yeah, a lot of them with a summery theme.
It's very appropriate with our new summer schedule.
There's one here that says, what's the first song that you would put on your summer barbecue playlist?
Oh, actually, I don't know who sings it, but I can find it very quickly if you'd like to give yours first.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to... It's funny that we've just played Stevie Wonder, because I've been listening to a lot of Stevie Wonder recently. I just feel like his music you could just listen to any time of the year, and Signed, Sealed, Delivered is one of those brilliant songs too. Other stuff that's on my Spotify playlist at the minute, I've been listening to a lot of the stuff that we've sort of played this week. This is my opportunity to basically take everything that I've been listening to on Spotify this week and put it into our show this week. I've been listening to a lot of Green Day this week, a lot of Neil Diamond, as we heard earlier. Basically everything that's been played earlier on in the show, I have been listening to. I did come across...
Yeah.
We played earlier My Generation by The Who. However, I did come across this week I was in Tower Bar here in Lincoln, and they were playing a cover of it. And I thought, I've never heard this cover before, but actually it's quite good. And I Shazammed it to find out who it was, and it was Oasis.
Yes, you seem to be really surprised by this.
Yeah.
You've been talking about it non-stop all week.
It's a really, really good version, because I didn't think I'd ever like a cover of a cover of My Generation, because the original's so good. But
it is. Well, that's interesting. Like, I'm going to embarrass myself now.
Go on, then.
Because I found the song.
And all right.
It's a song that I have... I have two. I have a cover... One that I would put on my summertime list is a cover of the song Cheerleader by Pentonix, which is an a cappella band, and their cover of it is absolutely amazing. And then there's another one, and this is where I'm going to embarrass myself, because I know the name of the song, but I don't know how to pronounce the band's name.
Oh, right, okay.
And it's my dyslexia setting in again.
Yes.
It's called Summertime Girls, and I think it's pronounced, I think it's by, and I don't know how to pronounce it, Mosqueta Fall? I'm saying it as it's spelled, but I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to pronounce it that way.
I don't know. I've seen if it's on the system.
It's probably not on the system.
No, it doesn't seem like it's on the system, Maisie, but you probably said it right.
I could play a bit of it on my phone.
If you want to get in touch and let us know some of your summer playlists for your barbecues, maybe you're having a barbecue right now while listening to us on this sunny, sunny Monday morning, you can get in touch with us, and we might be able to play a few of them in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or go to our Facebook fan page Squabblebox. So we've been asking you to hashtag ask us anything. Loads and loads of responses in now. This one, what part, another summer version one, Maisie here, which part of the body do you put sunscreen on first?
I go arms first.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't know what I think
I never pay that much attention, if I'm honest. I'm more just really panicking about remembering everywhere.
I normally go legs, I think. Because my legs need a lot of sun cream, because they're incredibly hairy.
Thanks for that, Kai.
And I'm sure everyone wanted to know that, which is brilliant.
About your hairy, easily burnt legs.
Oh, it's not the hairiest part of my body.
No.
Sorry, no. I apologise. Now, Maisie, do you sunscreen all over? Are you one of these people who are always sun creaming, or do you sort of leave it until you get burnt and then realise I need to sun cream?
Last year being a first year, it was the first time I've lived without my parents the first time ever. So I bought two bottles of sunscreen with the intent, and I did. Every time it was sunny, I put the sunscreen on. This year, I've been nowhere near as bothered, mainly because I'm not going outside nearly as often.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, when's your final deadline?
My final deadline is this Wednesday.
Wednesday, right. So you're going to have a lot of time over the summer to have a bit of a rest and lay out in the sun a little bit.
I know that the moment I I hand in that last essay,
yeah,
it's going to start pouring it down.
That's very, very true. Some of the other messages that we have had in from Doreen in Huddersfield, who says, "Have you ever had an embarrassing moment?" Now, Maisie.
Well, it says here, whilst on a cruise.
Do I have to tell the story?
Yes, I don't know this story.
I was on a cruise once, and when I go on cruises, I go into the jacuzzi and I'll go and sit there and I'll relax for a while. I got into sort of a habit where I was like, right, what I'm going to do is that every day I'm going to do an hour in the gym. And then I'm going to do an hour in the jacuzzi. An hour in the gym and then an hour in the steam room and so
no.
on.
No!
You're coming out every so often.
No, you can't have a steam room for an hour.
You can.
No, you can't.
Not all in one go. You come out every sort of 10 minutes and have a rest and then go back in.
That's still not good for you.
Quite a few people were doing it. But I met the same people like, and I got to know them and stuff.
Yeah, I bet they all have horrible, like they're probably just like all have terrible breathing problems and they're burnt.
But I got
it's bad
there
for you.
And, well, anyway, I was in, but then I decided
20 minutes max
I got
a
there,
day.
I got there and I realised, yeah, there's a jacuzzi. So instead of doing an hour in the gym and then an hour in the sauna and steam room, I did an hour in the jacuzzi.
Also
and
bad then an for hour, you.
Yeah, probably not the best idea. Got to admit, but I did that. And one day I was in the jacuzzi. And my grandparents walked past just as I was telling a story. But I wasn't telling a story. I just made a comment, which was something... I can't remember the entire thing, but it was something along the lines of...
Is this appropriate for...
No, it was something along the lines of, well, I didn't have to pay for my holiday anyway. And my grandparents had paid for it, and they walked past at that point, and they thought that I was bragging to people. I can't remember the whole story now. But Maisie, an embarrassing moment for you. I've told an embarrassing story earlier that I used to think the tweenies were real. So, so you need to tell an embarrassing story.
I don't need to.
I think you should.
You can't force me to.
They can ask us anything.
We said that we didn't have to answer it. I've never... No, the question is, have you ever done anything embarrassing whilst on a cruise? That is the question. I have never been on a cruise, so it's checkmate to me.
That's true. Now, some other ones that we have had in... Oh, this one I like from Rebecca in Lincoln, who says, if you were a Simpsons character, which one would you be and why?
Ooh, I do not know. I'd probably be one of the really boring, like, background side characters. Yeah.
I tell you what, we're going to have a think about that. Let us know some of yours. If you were to be a Simpsons character, which one would you be and why? Get in touch on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on our Facebook fan page, Squabble Box, or on the... which other one haven't I mentioned, Maisie? I haven't mentioned the... what other social media websites?
Twitter,
at SirenFM. I just had a complete mind blank there. Oh, well, let's carry on. Now we're going to go into a little bit of Bon Jovi. We'll be right back very shortly.
Good afternoon, you are listening to Squabble Box at Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. me and my wonderful co-host, Kai, this lovely afternoon.
It's afternoon, yes, you're right, Maisie.
I nearly said morning again.
We are here. We've been taking your questions with hashtag AskUsAnything. We're going to be with you until 1 p.m. today. Make sure you stay tuned, though, because Charlie and Seb will be coming up just after 1, following us, and they have a very special guest on the show with them this week. They have Chris Kirkwood from the Lincoln Drill Hall here to talk all things drama, theatre, performance and the Drill Hall. Chris is a great guy. I interviewed him for my arts management course actually a few months ago.
You can't stop yourself name dropping, can you?
No. He was really, really helpful and he actually really, really helped me out with my arts management essay. So, so that was really, really good of Chris. Now, make sure you stay tuned for that at 1 p.m. today. So we've been taking some of your questions with hashtag AskUsAnything.
Maisie,
have you got another one lined up?
Well, before the song, which was Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, we got a question in from Becky in Lincoln, who was asking, if you were a Simpsons character, which one would you be and why? So we took a little time away. We had a deliberation. We thought about it.
And I thought about it.
I Googled the Simpsons characters because I can't remember all of them. Most of them, but not all of them.
Go on then, Maisie. Which Simpsons character would you be and why?
Is it the one that we are the most like or one that I want to be?
Both.
Okay, the one I most like is probably Agnes Skinner. Because let's be honest, I am grumpy.
Yeah.
I am a grumpy old that. Woman at
I can
heart.
See that, yeah.
But if I was going to be any character, then I would probably want to be Bart Simpson, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think everyone would want to be
that. He's the most carefree kid in the world.
Yeah.
Everyone or Maggie.
Maggie.
I would be
yes.
Maggie. She doesn't have to do anything.
Now, the character that I'm probably most like Milhouse, to be
you
fair.
Are.
I am a Milhouse. the glasses have not helped me since I've got these.
Your glasses are trendy.
To be honest, my hair's a little bit like Milhouse. I'm turning into Milhouse.
No, it's not. Hair is neither blue, nor is it doing the weird floppy thing.
It could do if I didn't have all this gel sort of getting it back.
By all this gel, he does mean a significant amount of hair gel.
I've tried out some new gel. I splashed out. I spent £4 on.
And then you used the entire £4 tub at once?
Pretty much, yeah. I look completely different. But you've thrown me off now, Maisie.
I can see my own reflection.
Do you know
your
what's
hair.
Been putting me off through this entire show?
Is it the cows?
It's the cows. Okay. Now, for people who don't know, I have posted this on our Facebook fan page. You can go to that by going to www.facebook.com/squabblebox on siren.
Within the first 5 minutes, I started slipping up a bit because right behind Kai's head is a picture of a cow.
That's the one that I put on
just
Facebook.
Just a random printout of a cow. Stuck up on the ceiling, like, near the ceiling.
They are all over the place, and I have no idea why.
I want to know. It's the cow in the room. But I want to know...
The elephant in the corner. Yeah. The cow in the studio.
Yeah, it's a new thing. That's good. We'll make it a thing. But no, what I'm curious about, if I find all of them, do I get a prize?
I think we found them all throughout the show,
to be
honest.
There might
be
some hidden under the desk.
It's just sort of freaked me out that there's cows everywhere, and I don't know why. If anyone knows, we'll ask around the studio.
Actually, no, conspiracy... I know, I want conspiracy theories.
Yeah, why do you think that there's a cow in the studio, Maisie?
I think it symbolises a greater good in the world. I don't know.
So let's quickly move on to some of the other ones that we've had sent in. Other questions, remember, ask us anything. It's become a brilliant segment for us.
It has
and we're
indeed.
So glad that we've been able to have the opportunity to make it into its own little spin-off show.
Well, if we carry on from some of the other questions that Becky asked.
Oh, right, yes.
We have, what is your favourite easy watching TV show?
Oh.
So something, literally background television. Something you can put on and you don't need to think about it. It doesn't keep you all gripped and stuff. You just watch it and you enjoy it and you chill out.
I like Don't Tell the Bride. I went through a period where... Have I never told you this?
I think I do remember this.
From around... They were all on iPlayer from around the end of November until, the middle of January.
Oh.
And I must have watched 40 episodes Don't tell the bride.
I feel like
that's
now,
like, oh, wow, that is a lot of my time that has been wasted. No,
yeah, that's
no wonder
many,
I'm doing my
hours.
Deadlines in the final. No wonder I'm doing my essays in the final week of deadlines. I've watched like 40 hours of Don't Tell the Bride.
But I feel like those 40 hours, if it ever comes down to you needing to plan a wedding last minute.
I am on it, mate. I know everything. I
you know
like,
about the dress. You know how to get the venue, how to do the invitations.
And it's got to a point now where I'll see a guy straight away on Don't Tell the Bride and I'll know exactly what he is going to get wrong.
What, just by looking at him?
You get
or because
first
you've
look
seen
and you
the
go,
episode?
He doesn't look like the sort of guy who knows how to pick a good wedding venue. And then the woman will change her mind and be like, she's got the perfect wedding dress in mind. This is how they do it.
Yeah.
She has the perfect wedding dress in mind.
Oh, yeah, then
she
they make them go try it on. And
No, she knows that she wants this dress. And then, for the first time ever, the groom picks the correct dress, the exact same one. And then they play the happy music in the background that you'll have subtly learnt about in your film and TV course.
Oh, the non-diegetic.
The happy music comes, and then it goes off, does the music, and then the woman decides that even though this was always the dress of her dreams and the one that her groom has picked, actually she quite prefers the pink one in the corner.
Actually, I've seen a thing where I think it was after the first season of Don't Tell the Bride, my mum was watching this sort of reunion show, and basically every single one of them was saying, you know what, after it's like about 6 months later or in a couple months time, we're actually going to renew our vows and do it the way that I would have wanted to.
It doesn't really... Yeah.
Because most of them, something went wrong.
It didn't really...
The one... I'm not finished. The one time that he got everything right, he got the dress, the venue, the transportation, the invitations, everything 100% right,
yeah,
they were divorced within 6 months.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now, you see, it didn't really teach me how to... You know, book a good and organise a good wedding. It sort of taught me how to not organise a bad one. And
yeah.
I have come up with the plan, right? I'm just not going to have anything to do with it. I think that is my sort of deal. I will go, you know what, I've watched too much Don't Tell the Bride. The groom never gets it right, so I might as well just leave it to you.
You heard it, ladies. If you're looking for a husband, Kai will let you do whatever you need to do.
I will open the checkbook and just let you blank checkbook. I might not have much in the bank.
But what I got, you can spend on our wedding.
So that will be everyone having a boots meal deal. Splashing out.
Well, of course.
But yeah,
we'll have the reception in our garden.
Yeah, that's.
We'll get some paper lanterns from Poundland. It'll be magical.
What's your ideal wedding? Have you got a wedding venue in mind? I know that your boyfriend might be listening in.
I don't have like one specific thing. I don't have like an exact building I want
Please
to get married
like,
in.
Please be like Pokemon.
Oh yeah, the Pokemon Superstore. I want to get married there.
Yeah.
No, I think I know it sounds a bit weird, but I think I'm pretty sold on getting married at one of like the National Trust sites.
Okay.
Because you can do venues there, and you can have all of your pictures taken with like the castle or the manor house.
You like your castles. There's one up the hill, and there's a cathedral next door.
I will never be able to afford getting married in Lincoln Cathedral. Also, I feel like it would be rude.
Because
I'd be like, there's so many tourists that wouldn't be allowed in.
I'd get married at like a really like lower sort of priced venue, and then I'd go up the hill. I'd make my future wife walk up the hill, up steep hill.
Well, by this point, she is your wife.
Yeah, she's my wife then, so she can't, you know, do that. And then we'll go stand in front of the cathedral and have a photo in front of the cathedral.
Actually, there are.
And then just tell everyone that we got married in the cathedral.
Well, this is the interesting thing. There are some countries where it's very common to actually get married in a really bog standard, like a hall, and just get the wedding done, and then actually spend more money on the pictures.
Yeah.
And go to a venue just to do the pictures, even though you didn't get married there.
Yeah.
Because it's the sort of. I don't know why it's done, but it is, so it's pretty cool.
Now, Maisie, I think it's time to be rounding off our show for today.
It is indeed. I've got we got a bit ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, you've been fantastic to...
I know I have.
Was talking more about the listeners, Maisie, and all the messages that they've been sending in. This is going to be our new spin-off show on a Monday. Squabblebox, hashtag Ask Us Anything. Remember, throughout the week, you can get in touch with us at Squabblebox on Twitter, on the email, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. Keep in touch with us throughout the week. We will be back 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. this coming Thursday with a more traditional style of Squabblebox. Thank you for joining us. You can listen to us again on the DSJMP or Trending Topics Network on iTunes.
Or the Mixcloud, which you can find via Siren.
Yes.
Online.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Stay tuned for Seb and Charlie with their special guest, Chris Kirkwood, from the Lincoln Drill Hall. Thank you for listening. We'll see you all right back here next week. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Squabblebox. We really, really appreciate your support. Another thing we really appreciate is our second home right here on the DSJMP network. And you can find all the other great shows here on DSJMP by going to www.dsjmp.com or searching for them on iTunes, where you can find some fantastic shows like the European Uppercut podcast, the Rasslecast, 10 to 1, The Tuts Experience, and of course, Squabblebox. Thank you for downloading. Make sure you check out everything else on Siren FM and the DSJMP network. And we'll see you all right back here next week.